KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have cloudy skies and 46 degrees here in Atlantic. We look for mostly cloudy skies today with a chance of showers later this afternoon, a high around 57. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. In state news, a spokesman for the Iowa Attorney General's office says that you can save yourself a lot of holiday hassles today if you take a little time to keep in mind some shopping rules. Jeff Greenwood says the first thing to know is that the stores will set the conditions on things like returns.
This confuses a lot of people because they think that there's some state law that protects them. There is no state law that requires stores to give a refund or an exchange or credit for merchandise that is returned or taken off layaway. That is, unless the store advertises such a policy.
Many stores are offering layaway plans this year in an effort to boost sales. The stores also set the layaway rules.
Make sure your eyes are wide open what the rules are, and also pay attention to how much they're charging you. In some cases, they will charge you a storage fee for the layaway, so make sure you understand up front this is what it's going to cost to lay away an item.
Greenwood says the return policies vary widely as well, so don't think what works at one store will also work at another.
In some cases, a store will require a receipt. In other cases, they won't. Some stores can look up your credit card purchase, or they know who you are, and it's all good. But you're taking a risk if you purchase a product without knowing the refund policy.
And he says there are set rules that stores have to follow when it comes to gift cards.
Money on a gift card cannot expire for at least 5 years from the time you buy it or from the last time you loaded any additional money onto that card. So if you have a retail gift card, it should be good for several years. Now, it's possible that if you don't use it after a year or so, they can charge you an inactivity fee. They can only do that once a month. And they have to let you know this is what the monthly inactivity fee is going to be.
Greenwood says you should ask the stores about their policies if you're unsure of their rules. News time is 8:03.
Life is too precious to miss even one thing, any time of year, but especially during the holidays. For most of us, this special time is filled with joy as we gather with our loved ones. But for someone with untreated hearing loss, it can be a time of confusion and distress. This is Doug Leonard, audiologist of ASI. With the holiday season so near, now is the time to consider whether or not you're going to be able to actually participate in the festivities. If you're having difficulty hearing people talk in a crowded room, having trouble following a conversation, or just feel like you're missing out, you may have a hearing loss. If you're not sure, now would be a good time to call for a hearing evaluation. I'll take the time to answer any questions about your hearing and how it can be improved. And if needed, which hearing device would best fit your loss and your expectations. So as the holidays approach, wouldn't it be a great time of year to hear all that you've been missing? Conversations with family and friends, office get-togethers, singing Christmas carols, and even listening to the Christmas story. Don't miss a single moment now or at any time of the year. Call ASI today with offices in Atlantic, Audubon, Manning, and Carroll.
Des Moines police have noticed a spike in area counterfeiting cases. Most of the cases involved counterfeit $20 bills. But Des Moines Detective Terry Pote says a man tried to use a counterfeit $100 bill at a convenience store on Monday. The clerk noticed it was fake and kept it, and the man left the store. Police say they have some leads and have made an arrest in one case. The counterfeits will be given to federal investigators. Pote says several of the bills look very convincing. Well, veterans in intensive care units at Iowa's two VA hospitals will soon be under the care of doctors in Minneapolis via the Internet. The Department of Veterans Affairs is going to the hub-and-spoke concept for providing medical health care and ICUs. Dr. Craig Piquette at the Omaha VA Medical Center says advanced technology will make the Minneapolis VA the hub for several other hospitals in the Midwest.
Due to the availability of intensive care trained physicians in Minneapolis, they just have more of them than we have here. And then the spokes are the seven ICUs across the region, which includes facilities in Minnesota, Iowa, North and South Dakota, and Nebraska.
The technology involved in creating an electronic or tele-ICU is already in place in Omaha and in Fargo, North Dakota, and will be coming soon to Iowa and elsewhere.
That hub in Minneapolis will eventually monitor intensive care units in Iowa City, Des Moines, Omaha, Fargo, Sioux Falls, and Black Hills facilities out in western South Dakota.
Equipment can be placed in the patient's room at any of the spokes, and medical experts at the hub in Minneapolis will monitor that patient's conditions in addition to the local staff.
Our nurse-to-patient ratio is one nurse to every two patients in the ICU, but the electronic ICU provides a safety net, another set of eyes that's constantly watching the patient.
There is a restricted area at the Minneapolis VA equipped with a bank of monitoring screens showing vital signs. There's also a live two-way audio-video feed that instantly connects the patient, bedside provider, and a team of critical care nurses and specialists in Minneapolis. Paquette says the cameras and monitors will show real-time events, and the video resolution is remarkable.
The cameras can focus in on the patient and are able to allow the physician to assess things such as size of their pupils and rashes on the skin.
When the installation of the tele-ICU service is complete, 75 ICU beds at seven hospitals in five states will be monitored by critical care specialists in the Twin Cities. Rural Iowans who have to make a long trek to the drugstore might consider buying their prescription medications online, but they're being warned against it. Carmen Catazone, executive director of the National Association of Boards of Pharmacy, says most of those websites are flaunting the law in addition to selling bogus drugs.
It's a $75 billion industry, and you really can't buy medications online without a prescription legally. But unfortunately, you're able to do so, and you're able to do so with websites that are operating illegally, are dangerous, and are probably selling counterfeit drugs.
An association study of online drugstores revealed just how crooked most of those businesses have become.
We looked at over 8,000 websites selling prescription drugs. 96% of those websites were fake, rogue, or illegal sites that were breaking both federal and state law.
He says it's even more disturbing to hear that any type of drug, from diet pills to painkillers, can be purchased online and without a prescription.
You can order virtually any prescription drug in the world that you want. But the other side of that issue is, if you're not using a legal on-site pharmacy or talking to your doctor, the chances of what you are getting being a real med are probably nil, and the dangers of using or taking or buying those meds are high and very significant.
He says counterfeit medication manufacturers have become very skilled at producing convincing products that look like the real thing, but they're usually made in unsanitary conditions and contain dangerous substances like rat poison or lead. Erectile drugs are often the most counterfeited. The study found also that one in six Americans bought medications online last year. Well, it's possible that Governor Branstad may preside over the sale of a controversial state asset he helped to create in the 1990s. The Iowa Communications Network, or ICN, provides phone, data, and video service to schools, public libraries, hospitals, and National Guard armories. Critics have long argued it's unfair state government competition with the private sector. The legislature voted last spring to seek a fair market appraisal of the system, and the head of the network says they'll begin accepting bids next year to sell or lease the 20-year-old fiber optic lines that make up the network. Governor Branstad approved the creation of the network, and Branstad says he wants to make sure any deal protects current network users.
Well, I don't think there's a need to sell. It's really a question of what is the best use for the future, and would it be better that it be in the private sector, but the services to the educational entities be guaranteed? You know, maybe the state can get significant resources out of it, can be used elsewhere.
The state has invested about $250 million on the ICN, but Branstad says it's unlikely a company or a set of companies will pay that much to acquire the network now.
We're going to look at this and see if this is something that makes sense for the taxpayers of Iowa, makes sense for the people that use the ICN system. I believe that the ICN is a valuable asset. It's been a great educational tool in our state, and we certainly want to make sure for the future that it continues to be that.
The Iowa Communications Network provides services that can link videos, links to 700 classrooms around the state. Branstad was governor when the idea for the network was hatched, but he says he's open to considering all options. He says this was 20 years ago, and they recognized that they need to look to the future and not be blinded by the pride of authorship or something along those lines. Branstad would consider allowing private users to subscribe to the broadband service if it doesn't create unfair competition for other companies that are already providing high-speed service in the area. Taking a look at national news headlines at this hour, shoppers have been mostly peaceful as thousands lined up in the wee hours today to get discounts of up to 70%. In Los Angeles, though, authorities say 20 people at a Walmart store suffered minor injuries when a woman used pepper spray to keep shoppers away from merchandise she wanted shortly after the store opened. Police are still looking for her. Some 152 million people are expected to holiday shop today, tomorrow, and Sunday. A Chicago hospital is no longer under a lockdown, but police are still looking for a gunman who they say shot and killed his ex-girlfriend in the hospital parking garage. Police searched the hospital several times early this morning, but came up empty-handed. And Wall Street could start on a down note today after having off the Thanksgiving holiday. Dow Jones and S&P futures have been falling ahead of the opening bell. The trading will end at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, noon Central today. European shares are having a losing day as well, but the Asian stocks closed down. News time is 8:11.
If you just look at me when he talks, it would be so much easier.
What happened?
I was supposed to unload the shipment from the home office yesterday, but I didn't. I thought he said to call the home office, so I did. I checked in, and they seemed a little curious, but I told them I was just following orders. So today, he called me and chewed me out because the shipment had an urgent order on it. The customer's really upset, and you know that kind of stuff rolls downhill. I swear, I did not hear him say to unload that shipment.
Well, now will you make an appointment with ASI? We can use the money in your Flex account. We need to use it anyway.
I guess. It's better than getting fired.
Are you struggling at work to hear those around you? Misunderstanding orders given by supervisors, or just missing out on jokes around the break table? Untreated hearing loss could be the culprit. This is Doug Leonard, audiologist at ASI, and we can help. If you have funds in your Flex account that you need to use or lose by the end of the year, now's a good time to call for an appointment. I'll take the time to answer any questions about your hearing and how it can be improved, and if needed, which hearing device would best fit your loss and your expectations. ASI, with offices in Atlantic, Audubon, Manning, and Carroll.
And in our funeral announcements, Robert Ronald Norwood, Jr., age 49, of Harlan, died Sunday. Funeral services for Robert Norwood, Jr. will be today at 2 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. LaVita Pine, age 84, of Anita, died Wednesday. Funeral services for LaVita Pine will be held tomorrow at 11:30 at the United Methodist Church in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Anita has the arrangements. Paul Hokenstad, age 72, of Griswold, died November 15th. A memorial service for Paul Hokenstad will be Saturday at noon at the Griswold United Methodist Church. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. Carla Gustafson, age 70, of Kirkman, died November 19th. Funeral services for Carla Gustafson will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Thomas Hughes, age 77, of Adair, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Thomas Hughes will be on Monday at 10:30 at St. John's Evangelical Lutheran Church, northwest of Adair. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Adair has arrangements. Betty Lorraine Johnston, age 91, of Exira, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Betty Johnston will be Monday at 10:30 at the Exira Christian Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. And Harley Dean Hollingsworth, the infant son of David and Courtney Hollingsworth of Brayton, was born and passed away on Monday in Omaha. Private family funeral services are planned for Harley Hollingsworth. The Kessler Funeral Home in Exira is assisting with the arrangements. And that is a check of our news here on KJAN, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. There's more news available online at KJAN.com. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.